If you have a kid who is into Barbie, Black Friday could be looking pretty pink right now. Although Barbie is a billion-dollar brand, it is facing intense competition, especially in the form of Elsa from the movie Frozen. So, NPR's Netta Ulaby says Mattel is trying to fight back with new ads hoping to freshen up Barbie's image.
One ad is part of a high-end collaboration between Barbie and the Moschino fashion brand. Moschino! Three precocious little kids in a Barbie ad is nothing new. Except for the first time, one of them is a boy.
Moschino Barbie is so fierce.
Was there any trepidation at Mattel about casting a boy in the video?
No.
That's Michelle Cedoni, who works in the company's communications department.
Barbie is a brand that is all about imagination and storytelling. Whether you're a boy or a girl, we believe that that play pattern is relevant to both genders.
Expect more tonal turnaround, she says, when it comes to Barbie marketing.
I think you're going to absolutely see the brand push boundaries where perhaps we haven't before.
Another new Barbie TV commercial shows grown-ups charmed by small girls working. As a college professor, a dinosaur expert, and the adorable coach of a men's soccer team.
Knees up like a unicorn. Higher, higher.
Then it turns out they've been acting these roles out with their Barbies the whole time.
It's really cute.
That's Nicole Badera, a sociology graduate student who still found the ad insufficiently feminist. She says Barbie's just not a cutting-edge figure when it comes to gender politics.
I think that Barbie is a few steps behind who women are.
To test that theory, I showed Badera a Barbie commercial from 1992.
That was when I was born.
I love to shop, don't you?
The ad shows three little girls ecstatic about their talking Barbies.
And now she says,
meet me at the mall.
Cool. What's she gonna say next? Listen.
Do you have a crush on anyone?
Asking a six-year-old about her crush is one thing, but this talking Barbie also says,
math class is tough.
Math class is tough. That was left out of the commercial, but it still made an impression on Nicole Badera.
When you see something like this, you can realize how far we have come.
To go back even further, I turned to retired professor Anne DeSeal, who studied Barbie.
I've looked at quite a lot of commercials.
Including one of the earliest from 1959.
Barbie, you're beautiful.
This black and white TV ad shows four stiffly posed Barbies in fabulous 50s frocks. It ends with a lingering close-up on a Barbie bride.
Someday I'm gonna be exactly like you.
That is married, Mattel style. A decade later, in the late 1960s, DeSeal says commercials tried to lend Barbie youth credibility.
This is the year of the Barbie look, and the Barbie look is the fashion look. That's
they did pick up on the mod aspect of it, but I don't think there was a civil rights Barbie.
Black Barbies did start to get sold in the late 1960s, but you wouldn't know it from the ads on TV. 1970s commercials started to show girls of different races playing with Barbies together, but only with white Barbies. The doll did develop a sportier side.
Here's gold medal Barbie on Barbie's Olympic ski village you put together.
Still, increasingly unfashionable gender roles remained. In one ad from the early 1980s, two girls pretend Ken and Barbie are fighting over how she should do her hair.
Barbie likes it curly. Ken likes it straighter.
When Barbie wins the fight about how to wear her own hair, they decide she needs to fix Ken a sandwich.
Better fix Ken a sandwich.
Barbie marketing changed dramatically with a 1985 campaign developed by women that reflected their changing roles in the workforce.
We girls can do anything, right, Barbie?
But Anne DeSeal never liked its underlying premise of asking for Barbie's affirmation, wanting to be like her.
And I think that's exactly the wrong thing to do, because the real message ought to be how unlike any real person this doll is.
But it's important, says Michelle Cedoni of Mattel, to remember that children do not see Barbie the way grown-ups do.
When a girl sees Barbie, she sees a world of possibilities, she sees adventures and stories.
But Barbie's toughest critic might be the market. Barbie ads are changing at a moment of real challenge for the brand. Sales have been dropping more than 15% last year alone. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Pink, it's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Pink as the bing on your cherry.
just